If you want to be part of the program, you can certainly do that by sending us an email. GardenTalkRadio@gmail.com, GardenTalkRadio@gmail.com, or you can give us a call on the Proclamation Hotline brought to you by Proclamation Goods. That number is 1-800-927-SHOW, 1-800-927-7469.
Proclamation Goods creates cookware for the eco-conscious home chef. Their pans are non-toxic, have a lifetime warranty, and are made right here in the USA. Their award-winning stainless steel Proclamation Duo cookware is a 12-inch skillet set with a stock pot that doubles as a wok. Best of all, the skillet and stock pot hinge together to form a Dutch oven. It's two pans with a versatility of 10, empowering you to cook more with less. If you care about your health and strive for a more sustainable lifestyle, then Proclamation Goods is for you. Supplies limited, so order yours now at proclamationgoods.com.
All right, Holly, let's get in the program. And as we are in the summer months now, there are bugs and diseases in which our garden is going or is going to be affected by. So we're going to go over a handful of diseases that your plants are probably going to acquire in some, maybe most situations, and what we can do in order to maybe prevent them before that occurs.
Sure. So for sure, one thing or a few things that come into play that will keep your plants healthy is consistent watering. And then things that make your plants susceptible to a lot of these problems, diseases, et cetera, is high humidity. If you crowd your plants too much, poor air circulation around your plants, and then also overwatering, underwatering, irregular watering, poor soil health, and then deficient or excess nutrients. A lot of times people, especially when you're a new gardener, you think, well, if a little fertilizer is good, then that means that more is better, and this could cause problems. Same thing if you don't follow the directions on the fertilizer package, and also not watering properly. You might think, well, you know, my neighbor only waters once a week, but you may not know that your neighbor has drip irrigation underneath their mulch, and maybe they water once a week because it makes them happy, and they have drip irrigation all the other days of the week.
Well, with the overuse of fertilizer, you can, to some degree, some of that will wash away. The other disadvantage to using more fertilizer than what the bag has recommended you to use for your particular situation is it's not getting used up. You are adding too much fertilizer to the soil. So if X plant, the fertilizer bag says 2 cups for every so many square foot, and you say, well, let's go 6. You're wasting that. That's not going to utilize or be utilized by that plant, and it's most likely going to flush away or fertilize other things that you don't want it to feed.
Absolutely, and that is what's very important, is to follow the directions. So the first plant problem we have is blossom end rot. And this is something that you find on tomatoes.
I see this a lot. We see this a lot on social media. People post a picture of a green or ripened tomato, and the bottom portion of it is completely black and sunken in. And there's 46.5 comments below that saying, add Tums, add milk, add bags of calcium. You need calcium. Add more calcium and water it in, too. Add calcium. You don't need calcium. That is a calcium deficiency. Most of our gardens, if we would go get a calcium test, we would have more calcium than we knew what to do with. The problem is that the calcium, which is readily available in your soil, cannot be uptake through the root system into the plant for proper fruit development because the soil is too dry. We need moisture in the soil to allow nutrients and nutriences to be uptaken from the soil to the plant to develop the leaves and the fruit on it. So just water. Keep the soil moist, and that will allow what the plant needs to be uptaken to properly develop the fruit. Now, once you see that on your plant, whether they are green and developing and black on the bottom or already red, remove them immediately. By watering today, that does not fix the problem that's on the plant right now. By watering today, that will greatly reduce the opportunity for that problem to reoccur on the next set of flower and fruit that plant is producing, the tomato plant.
Absolutely. And that's what's important is, again, a lot of these problems come down to not watering, overwatering, underwatering, what have you.
Well, little bit of it is just uneducated.
Right.
There's just so much to know, you maybe just...
Right, but that's what I'm saying is that's a lot of these problems are because of that. So another problem is powdery mildew. And powdery mildew exists on vine crops, mostly like squash, melons. Those are the main two.
Beans, cucumbers.
Yeah, it can occur on grape, beans, cucumbers. But mostly you'll see it a lot of times on squash and melon plants because of how they vine and how their leaves stay parallel to the ground. It allows for that mildew to grow. You can get powdery mildew from high humidity, especially late summer where the nights are maybe damp and then the humidity is high during the day. So like August, September, you will sometimes see this. And there's a few solutions. One is you can take a solution of one part milk to two parts water and you spray it on the plant and that components in on the leaves of the plant, the component of those, that property breaks up the powdery mildew. Some people do the same with vinegar.
You'd want to watch yourself on the vinegar as it even the bottled vinegar that you get at the store is 3% acidic, but 5% acidic, but that can damage some of your leaf structure on some of your plants.
Right. Now, if you have a plant that has powdery mildew and you can, it's less than 25% of the leaves, you can just remove the leaves to help stop the spread. There are disease resistant varieties of squash, melons, etc. Otherwise, sometimes you just have to control it as it comes on. And a lot of times, because it is usually near August or end of summer, it's close enough to harvest where you can kind of control it.
Now, whenever you are dealing with powdery mildew, you want to be careful on how and what you touch and how you remove that particular portion of the plant out of your garden, as those are spores that will drop or as distributed by your hand against other plants that are susceptible to that powdery mildew. So you want to be careful. You want to bag it while it's right there and get rid of it, or maneuver it out of the garden so it's not spreading on additional plants.
Absolutely. So that's very important. So the next one we have is bean rust, and bean rust is literally, it looks like rust on the leaves of your bean plants, your pole beans. I don't think we've ever seen it.
We've not seen it much on the bush beans.
And this is something that is kind of random. There's really no rhyme or reason as to why it occurs. But what you want to do is if you do see it, you'll know it. You'll rub your finger on it. It kind of is like a powdery, rusty color on the leaves of your beans. You can remove the leaves up to about 25% if you think that will take care of it. You can spray fungicide on it. But again, this is typically something that happens where you're near your end of your gardening season. You just want to remove those plants and you want to throw them away. You don't want to put them in compost, put them for the city to keep.
Get rid of them.
You want to put them in the trash.
All right. Potato and root crop scab.
So this is another fungus.
And people may not be aware. They dig the potatoes up and it looks all gnarly and kind of broken skin. But, just didn't get enough water. It'll be okay. We'll just use it.
Right. So this is a fungus that lives in your soil. There's good and bad things, bacteria, fungus.
Sometimes we think there's more bad than good. But
right,
there's a balance in most places.
Yeah, there's all sorts of stuff that lives in our soil. And this is one of them is the scab, and you will see this typically on potatoes. Sometimes people do see it on other root crops. So because it lives in your soil, you want to rotate your crops, and you need to rotate your potato crops every 3 to 4 years as is. More frequently is better. You can wait up to 6 years, but either way, you want to rotate your crops to put a non-root crop where that scab is occurring so that the soil can kind of remediate itself and balance the fungus back out.
Right. And you will, if you're uncertain of what it looks like, you can do a search and find out what it is.
Absolutely. And there's other things that you can do, whether it be adjusting the pH in your soil, but most people's gardens are at a mid-level pH as is. So if you do feel that your soil is too acidic or too alkaline, you can definitely get a soil test. But most people keep a balanced soil, alkalinity, acidity, just nature.
And if you've got the potato scab, you want to peel the potatoes very thoroughly. You want to make sure all that is removed, and any dark areas or dark places, remove that as well, and it can be consumed. But if it's concerning to you, you can just throw it out and make it safer that way.
Right.
All right, and finally we have...
This is a problem for things like cucumbers, gourds, muskmelons. It is called anthracnose, and it's a destructive fungal disease as well. You will see it on the cucumbers, typically on the leaves of the plant, but then on the gourds, melons, and squash sometimes, it is on the body.
What does it look like?
It looks like little sunken, watery spots.
Okay. So,
and then it goes from, like, looking sunken, yellow, watery, to turning brown.
Yeah, it also can be on the leaves as well.
Just on the cucumbers.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're uncertain of what you may have in the form of diseases this summer, you can certainly send us an email to gardentalkradio@gmail.com, and please attach a photograph to said email to help us identify your situation and problem much, much easier. Well, somebody else that makes our problems much, much easier that goes away is Walton's Incorporated.
Absolutely. So we are brought to you today by our sponsor, Walton's Inc. Listen, we know you care about where your food comes from. You can preserve your fruits and vegetables. But what about the meat? At waltonsinc.com, you can get all the equipment, seasoning, and supplies to make sausage, jerky, and any other meat products your way to your high standards. Do you want to make snack sticks or jerky that is actually tasty and delicious? Walton's has a website called meatgistics.com, and it's an informational site to help educate you with over 15,000 users. And then you can also find everything from a full line of their own meat grinders, mixers, sausage stuffers, seasonings, and more at waltonsinc.com. They help you go from animal to edible. Walton's, everything but the meat. If you use code GROW50, you save 10% off orders of 50 or more and get free shipping. For more information, please visit thewisconsinvegetablegardener.com.